Our next item becomes, after the further amendment agenda, item number 9, the consideration and possible action on the Dudley Street Park, Cascade Park improvement proposal. The commissioners have in their packets, and I believe by email, a copy of the park design proposal from Spahn, Spahn Ranch, or so I can't.
No, that's the supplier of the rims.
Yes, and then what we have is
Land Tech Design.
Land Tech Design. Some of you met John Van earlier. We have a number of people who have been supporting the project here in the audience. It's good to see folks. What we have is a package to complete the project in one phase with some design work, not included site work, that will be handled, in a sense, on the side, parking and things like that. Does not affect the actual skate park facility. All right. Are there any comments or questions from the commissioners?
This is essentially slightly refined from the same presentation that was given to us and the group at the special meeting.
That is correct.
I think it's about time we do this, just to remind people we are obligated to develop this as a better skateboard park by the agreement we have with the city. There's been a clamor for it for years, and again, as part of the agreement we signed and ratified with the city, we are obligated to develop this. I liked what I saw, but more importantly, the people who skate appreciated. You were there, Patrick. Do you have any thoughts on it?
No, I just think it's a wonderful design. I think it will be a safer park. I think that's one of the goals that we have, putting this in in play. Now, I was real impressed by what I seen from the meeting. It was, I'm all for it.
I have a question.
Over there.
The photograph on the top represents the design.
Correct.
Is that correct? Yeah. Was there any thought to providing a sheltered area near there with potentially vending machines that are securable without doing cartwheels?
We had talked about the addition of the area there where you see the picnic table. And it may not show up on your copy. I apologize for the black and white copy.
Yeah, no, sure.
There is an area right there that is with like a 5-bar safety surfacing, accessible surfacing and tables. It's one of those elements that can be easily added. It's the facility is designed in such a manner for those kinds of additions, along with off the two corners to the left with dirt embankment sort of insulation that goes on. Those are elements that are not included with the bid at this point. Those are going to be in-house additions to it. Specifically to shade shelter, no, we hadn't decided to do it just yet. I think it's easily an addition. Mm-hmm. But it's as much an issue of finding out what dollars we have when we got this thing finished as anything.
Correct. And that makes complete sense. My thinking was a matter of safety, actually. It gets very hot out there.
Mm-hmm.
And heat exhaustion, heat injuries occur very quickly when you are not focused on that sort of thing and having fun. And a shaded place would provide some safety if someone gets overheated and that sort of thing.
Right.
As well as from bad weather such as thunderstorms, sudden thunderstorms, that sort
of
thing.
Yeah, there's no rain protection. There are trees around this that are actually larger than what they are in the picture as well. But that would be the on-site provided shade today.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it points well taken as far as a constructed shade shelter.
These are the kinds of questions that we have, open meetings and other discussions to raise. And I think the the point is well taken as we move to, let's call it the expansion and refinement of the project. At the moment, I think our emphasis is quite rightly on getting the skate pad up and the various devices in place. The bid amount on this, for the record, is $1,080. All right. I was never good at numbers. You're the accountant. You read the number. Okay. $181,692.17. There, I had to do a quick cram. That is
easy
the,
for you to say.
Yeah, I know. The Sponcrete portion of the project, there will be other costs associated with it. There's undoubtedly a question out there right now, how fast. The terms of the contract that we're considering now do not allow us to answer that question when we do have the final schedule from them. There will be a date commitment, and we will publish that date as soon as we have it.
Watch the site.
Yeah, keep an eye on the site because there will be some changes out there.
It needs to be said that the existing equipment will be removed. It's dangerous, and it's time that it be removed. So I'll forewarn those that are using it currently. The site will be void of equipment here shortly for a period of time.
We will try to keep some sort of posting up so that folks are aware of it, and you know where we are. So don't hesitate to call. We'll keep you updated. John Van, the fellow that's our design consultant, has shown a lot of energy and commitment to the project, so we have hopes for it. Anything else that needs to be raised?
Yes.
Please.
We initially looked at doing this in two phases. We have the money available to do it in one phase. Stretch ourselves here and there, but we do have the funds available to do it in one phase. That being said, these people have waited a long time to get something decent. And if we do it in two phases, you just don't know what's going to change in regulation, what's going to change in cost, and what's going to change in labor and commitment, that sort of thing. And I don't like doing projects over multiple years because you lose control of them, and people will lose faith in your ability to get them done. I like your consideration of shade. I think that's something we need to look at down the line because we're stretching ourselves pretty thin there. And, again, at the expo and a lot of the magazines we have, there are lots of vendors who will do that for us. That being said, I would like to make the motion that we accept the bid to build the skateboard, the skate proposal as presented to us, the source of funds to be determined, the source of actual funding from which fund will take it to be determined by the Treasurer and Finance Committee. And included in that, I want to fence money from paving and lighting to put a security light at the dog park. And that finishes that project up. So that's my motion, that we accept the bid, set money aside, up to $200,000 set aside for the completion of the skateboard park and the security light at the ballpark, at the dog park, source of funding to be determined by Treasurer.
The Secretary have that. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
We have a motion from Commissioner Bloom, seconded by Commissioner Sowers, to accept the bid as presented to us on the skate park with a second component to add a security lighting out at the dog park. This is something that a detail that fell by the wayside, and we can piggyback here. If there's no other discussion, if the Secretary would call the roll.
Commissioner Hemingway?
A most enthusiastic yes.
Mr. Bloom?
Okay.
Commissioner Sowers?
Aye.
Commissioner Gobay?
Aye.
Gentlemen, you have your skate park.
There it is. Thanks for your help and support. We look for hearing,
seeing you again. And
I'm sure I'll be calling. Appreciate it, guys.
Okay. Yeah. Call Ray.
Thanks.
Call Ray. Anytime.